Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
It seems baffling when you hear a killer's victim count in the double digits. It's even more baffling when you learn that they weren't supposed to be free to commit these crimes to begin with. On March 20th, 2004, a man was finally sentenced for his horrifically high victim count. Crimes he committed when he was supposed to be behind bars, but managed to escape. So if you like your coffee hot, but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Manuel Octavio Bermudez Estrada was born on October 15, 1961, in Trujillo, Colombia, and was immediately orphaned by his family. Though he was adopted, the woman who became his mother was abusive, and on one occasion threw Manuel from a balcony and broke his hand and his foot. The injury gave him a permanent limp. Eventually given to another family member, moving to Pima, Manuel was then placed in the care of alcoholics and a father who was described as abusive. Though this was the extent of what we know about Manuel, we do know that he eventually fathered several children of his own. We also know that from 1999 to 2003, Manuel Octavio Bermudez Estrada kidnapped, raped, and killed at least 21 children and became known as the monster of the cane fields. Working as an ice cream vendor, Manuel was able to lure children into the cornfields with an offer of some money in exchange for picking corn. Once they were in a secluded area, Manuel would then pounce upon the child, rape them, and then strangle them to death, and in some cases, inject their legs with lidocaine to make sure that they didn't run away. He did this for years completely undetected until July 16th, 2003, when 12-year-old Luis Carlos Galvez left his home, said goodbye to his grandfather, and told him that the money he was earning from his work with Bon Ice was going to get himself a new pair of sneakers. The plan was for Luis to spend the night at his aunt's home, but when he didn't arrive, she told the rest of the family and everyone went out searching. Speaking with everyone that they could find, they soon learned that the last time anyone saw Luis was when he was in the company of an ice cream vendor. That led them straight to Manuel Octavio Bermudez, who not only sold ice cream, but lived just a few blocks away from Lewis and his family. Reporting what they knew to the police, Manuel was arrested on July 16, 2003. Inside his home were newspaper clippings about the murders, syringes of lidocaine, and a wristwatch that Lewis had been wearing the day that he disappeared. In custody, Manuel confessed to the murder of 21 children. 17 of those children were found, and 16 remained unidentified. Some of the known victims were Jose Miguel, whose mother told him not to go out with a stranger, but believes that the money that Manuel was offered may have swayed him to disobey her. He was just 13 years old. Nahum Candelo, who convinced his father to let him work and one day didn't return home. And Carlos Alfonso Fajardo Morcillo, who was just 9 years old and the youngest victim, whose mother refuses to believe that the box of bones returned to her belonged to her son. There's also Andres Felipe Serena Useche, 10, Daniel Alegria Valencia, 10, Jose Ever Sinisterra, 11, Miguel Angel Arce, 9, Christian Fabian Torres, 9, Edwin Andres Perez, 12, and the unidentified victims ranging between 11 and 14 years old. These are all of the crimes that Manuel committed following an escape from a 5-year sentence in 2000 for violent sexual intercourse. Had he not made this escape, these children would surely still be alive. Despite his original confession and the fact that all of the crimes were identical, Manuel changed his story and took responsibility for just 7 of his victims. Suspected of killing over 50 children in total, Manuel Octavio Bermudez Estrada was sentenced to either 25 or 40 years in prison, sources differ, on March 20th, 2004. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on March 21st. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.